It's Friday, April 23rd, AUD 2021. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A pastor in India's Karnataka state was brutally attacked and forced to perform Hindu rituals by a mob of radical Hindu nationalists, reports International Christian Concern. Local church leaders claim the incident is only one of 8 attacks on local Christians. On April 5th, Pastor Sanjay Bhandari and his wife were visiting relatives in Halaga village when the mob pulled Pastor Bhandari out of his relative's house, beat him, mocked him, and dragged him to a rented worship hall he used to lead Sunday worship services. The mob falsely claimed Pastor Bhandari engaged in illegal religious conversions to justify their assault. Pastor Bhandari said, quote, "They abused me and Jesus Christ in filthy language and pressured me to say Jai Sri Ram as they beat me. They hit me on my private parts, my face, chest, and all over my body, accusing me of trying to convert my sister-in-law. I tried telling them that the home belongs to my sister-in-law and that they are already Christians and members of my church," end quote. When the mob arrived at the worship hall, they forced Pastor Bhandari to perform several Hindu rituals, including the application of kumkum powder to his forehead and to his wife's head. They also demanded that he close the church he has led for the past 7 years. 1 Peter 3, verse 14 says, "Even if you should suffer for the sake of righteousness, you are blessed." After the guilty verdict against former police officer Derek Chauvin was announced in Minneapolis on Tuesday, President Joe Biden said that systemic racism is a stain on America's soul.
A jury in Minnesota found former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin guilty on all counts in the murder of George Floyd last May. It was a murder in the full light of day, and it ripped the blinders off for the whole world to see the systemic racism the vice president just referred to. The systemic racism is a stain on our nation's soul. The knee on the neck of justice for Black Americans. Enough. Enough of this senseless killings. Today's verdict is a step forward.
Oddly enough, earlier in the day, while the jury was in the midst of deliberation, President Biden weighed in.
I'm praying the verdict is the right verdict, which is, I think it's overwhelming in my view. I wouldn't say that unless the jury was sequestered now and not hear me say that.
Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson was beside himself.
When was the last time a sitting president weighed in on a jury decision before it was made? Answer, never.
A White House reporter asked Press Secretary Jen Psaki about the appropriateness of Biden's comment before a verdict had even been reached.
The president has talked about the importance of an independent judiciary. Why is it appropriate for him to weigh in on the verdict?
I don't think he would see it as weighing in on the verdict. He was conveying what many people are feeling across the country.
Tucker Carlson was aghast.
Yeah, he was just conveying what many people were feeling. He wasn't weighing in as the single most powerful man in the world on a jury verdict that hadn't been reached yet. He didn't say what you saw him say.
Appearing on Fox News Primetime, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich said that Chinese President Xi Jinping should close the Communist Propaganda Office and just use film of American politicians like President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris attacking America.
The Chinese communists don't need a propaganda department. All they got to do is show film of Biden, Harris, who themselves condemn the United States. The left in the U.S. dislikes America at least as much as the Chinese communists do. It's one of the most amazing moments in history to have a country which is so remarkable that millions of people are breaking the law to come here. They don't think we have institutional racism. They think we have opportunity.
Kika Nieto, a Colombian YouTube star with millions of followers, said she believed that, quote, "God created man and woman so that they could be with each other. I don't consider men being with men or women being with women to be good, but I tolerate that," end quote. She was responding to a viewer's question in an Ask Me Anything segment. A Colombian court ordered her to take down the online video wherein she expressed her belief in traditional marriage, reports the Christian Post. In a statement, Nieto said, quote, Everyone should be free to share their beliefs in public. I want to be authentic with my followers without being censored or fearing criminal sanctions just for posting a video," end quote. A homosexual activist had taken her to court, arguing that her speech was discriminatory. The court deemed the video content, quote, hate speech, end quote, and ordered it to be taken down. Nieto is now appealing to the national court. And finally, the city of Frisco, Texas, celebrated the birthday of one of their oldest residents with a 100-vehicle parade, reports WFAA-TV. Bernie Suter turned 100 years old on April 7th. He is a World War II veteran, survived D-Day in Normandy, France, and helped liberate the prisoners in the Flossenbürg concentration camp in Germany on April 23, 1945. Suter is a grandfather of three and the great-grandfather of eight. His family said his memories are now fading, but his daughter Sandy Suter said days like this keep his memory and sacrifices to his country alive.
I am just extremely proud of him. We need to pass that along to our children, what these people were able to do to save our freedoms that we have today.
Proverbs 22 verse 1 says, "A good name is more desirable than great riches. To be esteemed is better than silver or gold." And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Friday, April 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.